bizarre. It's people should be outraged that, you know, the only person who is being, you know, jailed for torture is someone who did not torture.
Yeah, and who revealed it, even with his expression of mixed feelings. He created a context that in 2002 we were, you know, just madly responding and trying to find information and prevent what was, you know, considered the next terrorist attack. And, you know, still what we see is a process that really is, in my view, intended to brush him back, to set an example so that only official leaks will be permitted. And this is the other hypocritical and grossly unjust factor, and that is that official Washington leaks more often than they go to the bathroom.
Right.
And yet, you know, it's official leaks, it's calculated leaks that are permitted to go uninvestigated and unpunished. But here is somebody who went public, did not intentionally disclose any classified information, but really sounded the alarms about the danger to our country for pursuing barbaric practices that, in fact, do become a tool for recruiting expanded ranks of our enemies.
Yeah.
And you know, we don't think about the blowback. I was watching one of the Bourne, Jason Bourne fantasy flicks, and all of these same issues are raised where, you know, this agency boss has the authority to order people killed. And, you know, we have lost any distinction between the fantasies of 24 and Jason Bourne and the realities of our obligations, even only to our own self-interest.
It's terribly sad, and it's so true, you know, what you're saying here, Peter. You know, let me just note that since you mentioned, before I forget, Deuce Martinez, you know, Scott Shane of the New York Times wrote this very lengthy front-page story that appeared in the paper, I believe it was about a week or so ago.
January 6th of 2013.
Yes. So it was very lengthy. It discussed John Kiriakou's role in everything here. It was a profile about him, what he had been discussing. And Scott went into his own relationship and discussions with John after he landed on the radar speaking to Brian Roth. And, you know, Scott said something that was very, very important in this story because, as you know, the government said that John's disclosure of Deuce Martinez, and Deuce Martinez was part of the team. He was with John in Pakistan when they led, you know, the raid that resulted in the capture of Abu Zubaydah. But the government had maintained in its indictment that, Martinez, or at least it seemed to allude to the fact that Deuce Martinez was, you know, was undercover. And Scott Shane said that he found all of Deuce Martinez's personal information on a website that Deuce put up himself for alumni, and that, you know, the role or the information about Zubaydah and KSM, which Deuce Martinez was also involved with, had already been reported for quite some time. It was hardly a secret.